can call in 427-3772 and tell me, what is music to you? And first of all, I'm going to be playing some music from some interviews done by Mark Halfmoon. I'm going to be playing also some selections of an upcoming concert, some covers of the jazz concert that's going to be happening at Cabrillo that I'm in this Friday. So hold on. And this first one is from Inspiri, California, and it's an interview by Elijah.
I like the diversity within a short distance. You can go from, you know, like a half hour and be in the city to the forest, and I actively do that. You know, diversity of the people and the cultures. I've grown up in Santa Cruz and Oakland most of my life and seen a lot of people both ethnically and just mentally, you know, a lot of styles, so I appreciate that. As well as, you know, I'm an artist, and so when it comes to art visually and music stuff, there's all kinds of good music and art coming from here, both in the galleries and on the streets. They're showing in layers the different layers of different elements. I like to break things apart in elements and still show how they're all relevant, how they're all connected. I like the ocean, and California's always got that surfer idea. Agriculture, you know, we've got the Central Valley, the oaks and the fields. I like all that stuff. What does it go up to? The train tracks. And then I go up to the bay, so it kind of represented where I'm from, Santa Cruz, but then it goes up into San Francisco and Oakland, which is kind of a hot spot near where we're at, where we get a lot of our influence from. And it goes up into the forest, you know, California, Northern Cali, just goes up into the greenery and up into the mountains, and it shows the snow. So it just represents all a lot of the main aspects of environments we have here in our state.
What do you like about Santa Cruz?
Sabrosito, yo I think in general, California is inspiring, was inspiring to me to come out here in the first place from the back east where I grew up, because I really this idea about living outdoors and enjoying the, you know, California. Back east, I went to school in upstate New York, 20 below zero in the wintertime, and in D.C. where I grew up, 10 below zero. You stay in all wintertime, and at Cornell, actually, you don't see the ground between October and May. And so the idea of a place where it's warm all year round, and where people say when it gets 50, it's like, oh, it's cold out. Oh my God, it's so cold. No, 50 degrees is not cold. And so the outdoor kind of feeling. And I think that breeds an attitude in people in California, which is a little bit more about enjoying life. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't want to make it sound like everybody in California is hedonistic or people don't. I have three jobs, so I know that not everybody's a slacker out here, but there's a sense of life is worth living to be enjoyed, not just to make more money or get to the top of some pile or something. And that's what inspires me about California. And then if that's true about California, that's true about Santa Cruz and Spades. It's a place that just completely, where people really enjoy the ocean, being outdoors, being other people, community. It's not all about working your job all day and then coming home and being so exhausted all you can do is watch TV. This is a place where people live in the world and not in their heads and not inside of a TV screen. When I first got to California and Santa Cruz in 1969, I came across the country in a station wagon. And I had my motorcycle in the back and all my worldly goods in this car. It was a borrowed car. And came over Highway 17 into Santa Cruz and I got lost. It was at night and I drove up, if people know Santa Cruz, all up towards Felton in the mountains, and I made a wrong right turn. Eventually found my way back to downtown. I was supposed to go to somebody's house up on Spring Street. And I came down the Pacific Avenue, which was being rebuilt at the time, into a kind of a garden mall, just a beautiful place. And they were already starting to do the planting, and I show up, and there's a guy on the curb, and I say, I'm lost, can you help me? The guy looks kind of like a hippie. I've come in from the East Coast, I've heard all about Santa Cruz, and it's this wonderful place where people are just all relaxed and have a wonderful time. And I pull up to this guy, and I say, I'm looking for Spring Street. He looks puzzled. I say, I think it's off of High Street. And he turns to me, and he says, High Street? High Street's where you are, man. And I knew I'd come to the right place. 2 days later, I decided I was never leaving California again. So that's how I came to California.
Mayor Mike Rotkin giving his views. Make sure you give him your views. Call him at 420-5020. Let him know. What do you like about Santa Cruz and what can he do to help you like it better?
Embravecida, rompe la ola desde el horizonte, brilla el verde azul del gran Caribe, con la majestad que el sol inspira. El peje guerrero va pasando, recorriendo el reino que domina. Pobre del que caiga prisionero, hoy no habrá perdón para su vida. Es el tiburón que va buscando. Es el tiburón que nunca duerme, es el tiburón que va acechando, es el tiburón de mala suerte. Y se traga el sol el horizonte. Y el nervioso mar se va calmando, se oyen los arrullos de sirena, embobando al cielo con su canto. Brillan las estrellas en la noche, la nube viajera va flotando, la luna reposa entre el silencio de ese gran Caribe descansando. Solo el tiburón sigue despierto, solo el tiburón sigue buscando, solo el tiburón sigue intranquilo, solo el tiburón sigue. orillas echando.
Tiburón, ¿qué buscas en la orilla? Tiburón,
¿qué buscas en la arena?
Tiburón, ¿qué buscas en la orilla? Tiburón,
lo tuyo es mar afuera.
Tiburón, ¿qué buscas en la orilla?
De tiburón el canto de sirena.
Tiburón, ¿qué buscas en la orilla? Tiburón,
serpiente marinera.
Tiburón, ¿qué buscas en la orilla? Tiburón,
ay, tú nunca te llenas.
Tiburón, ¿qué buscas en la orilla? Tiburón,
cuidado con la ballena.
Tiburón by Rubén Blades group, and you can hear that by the Latin Jazz Ensemble this Friday at Crocker Theater at 8 p.m., which I'm a part of. This is free radio.
My name is Graciela. Originally, I'm from Argentina, but I live here in California, in Santa Cruz. What I like about California, I really think it's a beautiful place to be. I love the energy, I love the warm weather, I love the ocean. I like the people and open hearts, the freedom you find in this place, and multiple opportunities and diversity. The ocean inspires me. Nature that we have in here and the ocean, the mountains, the green. But there is something deeper than that, that nature really has a direct influence on us, and it shows in people's expression, in people's interaction. So it's a deep connection with nature, and it shows through the heart.
Interview by Mark Halfmoon for Inspire California. He'll be going on a tour soon. I'm going to read about that to you. Inspire California, well, there were a lot of people interviewed around town here, and I'll get to that description soon. Six emerging California artists donated their artwork also to help fund the Inspired by California film project. Through their generosity and all of our support, we will be able to tell the story of Californians and what inspires them about this great state in the year 2010.
Perdona por seguir con este tema. Yo no sé escribir poema ni tampoco una canción sin un tema de amor. Cada palabra, cada verso me recuerda el momento que mi amor se te entregó, que mi amor se te entregó y usted abusó. Usted abusó de mi cariño, usted abusó. Sacó partido de mí, abusó. Sacó provecho de mí, abusó. Y fue mi mal, me destruyó el desamor. Su gran escuela del dolor. Ya no sé si lo maldice o lo bendice el corazón. Cada palabra, cada verso me recuerda el momento que mi amor se te entregó. Cuando te entregué mi amor y usted abusó. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know where I went. I had something queued up. Where'd it go? This is Free Radio. And you've been hearing music that we're going to be playing live Friday night at Crocker Theater in Aptos. So hope you can make it at 8 o'clock. Bring everybody you can. There's 500 seats. I'm excited to be playing this Latin jazz. It's really fun. There's the instrumentation, our six singers, brass, flutes, the sax, all the drums you can imagine. We'll make a big noise there. And it'll be great. Now, where's this next interview? I had some more people that I wanted to play that were interviewed by Mark Half Moon, who graciously allowed me to play his interviews here. He's a reporter, and he's on a community television, and be sure to tune in tonight.
My name is Wallace Bain. I'm a journalist. I work for the local daily, the Santa Cruz Sentinel. I interviewed a stage director once years ago who lived in a really small town east of here on the fault line, and I asked him, why are you here as opposed to LA or San Francisco? And he said in all seriousness that there's something coming out of the earth, literally, on the San Andreas fault line that was feeding his creative energy. And I thought, man, that's not that I believe that literally, but as a metaphor, that's such an amazing idea of what California generally is all about. And geologically, it's an ever-changing place, and that's reflected culturally as well. It's not a monochromatic place. It's a place where just about any subculture in the world can find a grip, even if it's in the big cities or the small towns, and that never fails to excite me.
And I understand that Santa Cruz Sentinel has a Facebook account. Now, if you want to engage with them about anything you've read in the paper lately, and especially this week, and discuss things, you could go to Santa Cruz Sentinel on Facebook and befriend them, or whatever you want to say. Get on that way of communicating. And besides trying to, interplay with the topics forums, maybe you can talk some sense into them. I think they have toned it down a little. They're getting the topics to be a little less critical, and they're not putting addresses out of people anymore. That's my understanding. So last week, there was a print signing, California print signing, and it was at the Artisans Gallery, and it was about the Inspired by California group that's going to be happening. In the good times they had on the road, you can read about what Inspired by California is, and they're going to be taking off in a bus this summer. I think Wallace Bain, who you just heard interviewed, was talking about that in his article called Can California Still Inspire? And that's, which day was that? It was in the Sentinel. And in a couple of days, two guys, which is Mark Half Moon, the other name I don't have in front of me, are going to be on the road in kind of a romantic big picture quest, that is, that's thoroughly out of fashion these days. So be sure to go online and try to find that article called Can California Still Inspire? With the wake of what happened in the last few weeks in the UCSC, the threats there, the violence, downtown, the blaming, the naming and all that, it's hard to know what is going to happen next. So, at 8 o'clock until 10, there'll be more back up for that. We're going to have a discussion with Freedom and maybe a guest, call-ins are welcome, and There'll be some online interviews. There's be some music going on about what's appropriate as far as, you know, what you can learn about. Anyway, I'm not going to ramble about that right now, so be sure to keep your radio tuned in. You'll be able to talk about that if you wish to call in. All right. You know, I try to do a pretty good radio show every week. I try to get local people. I haven't had a lot of time lately because I've been doing a lot of music rehearsals. So I'm going to keep on this this trend of putting on the more music that we're going to be playing Friday. Here's another one. If you enjoy it, 427-3772.
Que te quiero, nunca te olvides, que fui. ya siento su voz. Viene naciendo una estrella, siguiendo la huella de su corazón.
No sé dónde me lo canta, 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 gallo que al alba me voy.
Ella ya siento su voz. Yo la amaré entre veranos. Qué chulo el milagro de unirnos los dos. Mójame chinita con agua de Dios. Qué lágrimas secas no ahuyenta el dolor. En charco celeste te robo un adiós. Te dejo una estrella llevada con vos. Ceguera la flor de su amor. Con un puñal de ternura, qué linda es la luna cuando se va el sol.
No sé dónde me hallo canta, 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 gallo que al alba me voy.
Celeste fresquita su voz. Los hombres beben estrellas, mojando la huella de su corazón. Mójame chinita con agua de Dios. Que lágrimas secan, orienta el dolor. En charco celeste te robo un adiós. Te dejo una estrella llevada con vos.
Quebrantada, me dijiste te quiero. has hecho de nuestro dulce hogar. Reina que un día fue la alegría de todo aquel sitial. Lágrimas vierte la sitiería que tiende a desolar. Y es por no verte, reina, que un día fuiste de aquel lugar. Ya el jilguero se alejó de aquel frondoso algarrobo, y hasta la mata de jobo nos da muestras de tierra se ha marchado, y yo enamorado lloro por su amor. Y es para la sitiería cual si fuera un día que le falta el sol.
Yeah, you've been listening to a lot of the Latin jazz that you'll be hearing if you come live on Friday night. This is Coral Reef, and I'm trying to also play something that I'm looking at now, and it's on YouTube, KCRW. It's the Devil Knows You're Dead, the top tune. I can get it queued up here. That's an online radio station. I shouldn't tell you about that, but it is.
Support KCRW's handpicked music, arts and culture.
We won't go there. So, I'm going to see what this song is, and you can tune into it 89.9 FM. Let's see what you have to do to go online to hear it. Since I've never done this. Here it is.
May the wind be always at your back, and the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your field. Until the day we meet again, roll. May the grass below be green and the sky above be blue. May it be so forevermore. From the storm, before the devil knows you're dead, may you be in heaven, my friend. May you be in heaven, my friend. May you be in heaven, oh my Lord.
Thanks for listening to my show. Coming up in about 5 is Free the Land, and hold on for that for a few announcements.